This is Intentional Living Center. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. How are you doing today? Hey, we got a great half hour ahead as we open the phone lines this very moment live today. And for the next 30 minutes, we're going to unpack some questions that seem to be rolling in here around the topic of boundaries. Now, that's a topic we hear. Best-selling books on the topic, issues that discussed often about setting boundaries. Kind of comes along with when we did Decluttering Your Life. It comes up with the idea of, well, maybe you have some clutter in relationships and some boundaries need to be set, and how do you handle all that? So we got some callers ready to go. You're welcome to weigh in as well. This is Intentional Living. We're here to help you, encourage you on your journey of living an intentional life in Christ at 888-888-1717. And we're going to get right at it here. By the way, just before I go to the call, we got Alex standing by in Arizona. Hold on, Alex, before I get your question. I want to say thanks to all of you who participated this last week. Many of you online, many of you calling, participating in this very special week for the Ministry of Intentional Living. So many new members. Wow, I'm so excited. Patty, thank you from Phoenix. Christine from Roswell. Margaret from Phoenix. Patricia from Albuquerque. Sandy Joe from Flint, Rebecca from Harrison, Michigan, many others who joined us in monthly support. And by the way, those of you who heard or participated last week in the Bible, the intentional word, I understand they've all gotten out in the mail and priority mail on their way to you. So they should arrive before Christmas. Watch for them, okay? If you didn't arrive, let us know. All right, Alex, thank you for waiting. Let's get started with our first caller from Arizona. Go right ahead.
My husband was taken away from his biological parents as a child, and he was their rights were severed, and so he was in the foster care system. We have maintained a relationship with boundaries with his both biological mother and biological father. His biological father really, really pushes those boundaries, and when we really have to put our foot down, I wonder, because we're supposed to honor our parents, and I wonder, as a God-fearing woman, and as for my husband as well, how far does that honor go before, I mean, it's hard to know where to draw the line.
Hey, listen, Alex, that's a great question. Let me clarify something. The Bible talks about children obey your parents, and it talks about honor your father and mother. Those are two different things. Obedience to your parents is something when you're subject to their authority. You live in their home, they're paying the bills, they're feeding you, they're providing for you. There's an element of certainly when you're young, and even if you're older and you're living, there's a certain element of obedience if they're living in their home. But honor is a whole other thing. You know, I can honor you and still hold you accountable. In fact, because I honor you, I'm willing to hold you accountable. And from some times to time, that can be in this whole area of setting boundaries. And I see we got calls coming in along this line, which, by the way, you're welcome to join us. Maybe you have a question. Maybe you're facing some boundary-related kind of question. Let me tell you how this whole thing works. If you have an issue in a relationship, maybe with an in-law, mother-in-law, father-in-law, sister, brother, maybe even a spouse, but mostly when you talk about your family, and you need to put some, as we say, these boundaries in place, or I call them the ABCs of this process. The first thing is you've got to have agreement. If you and your spouse are not on the same page about the priority of your marriage as being number one, you're in trouble. I mean, that is the bottom line. That is what God has instituted. That is His clear design, husband and wife in agreement. And then the boundaries are put in place in agreement as a couple. That's the B. And then obviously the C is Christ. If Christ is not the centerpiece of this whole deal, then it becomes just a human, let's put up fences and keep people out, and I want to feel good and don't want to deal with problems. If I don't have a Christ-like attitude, if I don't really have a Christ attitude of love and forgiveness and all of these things, so then all of this isn't going to make sense. So you got to have an agreement together as a couple, set healthy, reasonable boundaries, and make sure it's Christ-centered. That's really the ABCs of this. What have you found? I mean, maybe you wrestle with this question of parents that you love or family members, and you have to set some boundaries. Maybe you have a question or comment or certainly want to weigh in on it. We're here to help you in intentional living at 888-888-1717. 17, 888-888-1717. Okay, let's go over to New Mexico. Bill is on the line. How can I help you today, Bill?
I've been trying to live intentional with my mom. I have six brothers and sisters, and we were all abused whenever we were younger by my dad. And when my dad passed away, the responsibility fell on me most of the time to take care of my mom and my brothers and sisters. Really don't want to have anything to do with my mom. And I was just wondering, you know, even at my age, I am still abused by her verbally. And I was just kind of wondering what I could do to put a halt to that without being really mean, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, you know, we hear about, thank you, Bill, you know, you talk about fighting fire with fire, but it doesn't typically work unless you're in a forest fire and you got a back burn, right? Fighting fire with fire is probably not the best approach with a woman who's elderly and this has been her life pattern, and you're not going to change her, no matter how ornery you get. But Bill, listen, if what you're saying has been the case over the years, sounds like Dad set a bad tone and was abusive, Mom didn't deal with it, you had to grow up with that, and now Mom, and you're trying to deal with her, you're going to have to just have some very clear, loving boundaries. And you know, you can set a boundary and be firm and still be loving. Mom, I love you, but I just want you to know that I'm just not going to tolerate that. You know, when you speak that way, I love you, but I'm out of here. You know, I'm going to back away. I'm here to help you with the house, or I'm here to help you with your bills, or I'm here to help you, but I'm just not going to happen. So don't feel like you have to be ornery and mean to share a factual reality that this is going to stop. And what you saw, Bill, growing up, is that the only way you deal with people is out of anger and so on. And so maybe in your mind, you're thinking, the only way I can deal with Mom is to be angry. Love sometimes is tough. There's a soft side and a tough side of love. But the tough side sometimes has to be Mom. It stops here, you know. I'm not going to accept that. I'll tell you what, I have found, there was a book written many years ago. I can't recall who wrote it, but it said that hurt people hurt people. And I thought, man, in fact, I interviewed the author. I can't remember. Somebody tell me who's the author of that. But as I, just the title itself is what stuck with me. How when we have people who are hurt or weak or struggling, they tend to hurt other people, intentionally or unintentionally. And if you try to respond by hurting back, that's not appropriate. It's not biblical and it's not helpful. But doing so in a way that honors Christ. Okay, have you dealt with this whole boundary area in life that has been biblical and helpful to you? Sandra Wilson wrote the book, right? Thank you, Rob. Sandra Wilson, Hurt People, Hurt People. 888-888-1717.
Hey, it's producer Rob for Intentional Living. If you hear something on the program today and think, wow, I wished I could hear that later, you can. In fact, most nights before bedtime when things settle down, I pull out the iPhone and listen to that day's Intentional Living program on iTunes. And if you don't have an iPhone, just go to your smartphone's app store and download the Intentional Living app for free. And voila, you can hear any program on demand right there on your smartphone or on your tablet. And if you're at your laptop or desktop computer, head over to theintentionallife.com and then to program highlights, and you can access all the archived Intentional Living programs searchable by title and keyword. It's just one more way to help you live an intentional life in Christ. The website again, theintentionallife.com.
How does intentional living fit into those moments when life makes no sense? And I thought about this morning as I was putting the last in my notes for today. And here's what I came to the conclusion from Scripture, and we'll show you in a moment. We see life through our expectations. God sees our life through His intentions. That's two different ways of looking at life, isn't it? Two totally different ways.
That's an excerpt from this month's teaching on living intentionally when life doesn't make sense. You get whacked in the side of your head, figuratively, in life, and you just say, I don't know where that came from.
but all of a sudden here, life that made sense yesterday doesn't make sense today. Intentional living, boy, that really is important, essential. That's the teaching this month. Members only, watch for it. It's on its way to you. Those of you who joined us this last week, you're getting it as well, so watch for it. We'll be sending it to you from all over the country. Thank you for joining as a member. And by the way, let me just say this about membership. We're starting 2019 with the theme of living on purpose. I believe that intentional living ultimately leads to a life of purpose. And so every month, the teaching will focus on some area of building a life of purpose. In January, 10 things, the topic is 10 things that people who are successful in life do on purpose. February, love month, right, is going to be the love habits of people who are married intentionally, loving intentionally. It is an intentional act. It's a decision of the will to choose to love. It is. So members, watch for that. If you're not a member, come and join us today. You'll start receiving the teaching to say thank you right off by going to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or you can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. Randy Carlson here, Intentional Living Center Boundaries. You know, I don't know. I grew up in Michigan, and the fences weren't as common in Michigan neighborhoods as they are in, let's say, Arizona neighborhoods. Kind of a common thing to have a house with a wall around it. We put these boundaries in. Some places, maybe you live where you don't have those kind of markers. If you're a rancher or farmer, you probably have the corner post. You know where the boundaries are. If you have cattle, you're going to have your boundaries so they can only go so far. We got a neighbor down the street from us that's got one of these dog collars where it's wireless, I guess. And if the dog gets, dog gets a reminder not to go beyond this point. I think that's what it is. And so boundaries are interesting. In fact, the scripture says in the book of Acts, it's an interesting verse. It says, do not move the ancient boundary markers of your fathers. So boundaries are something that we have. We have them in sports. You got to have the corner markers for the basketball court or for the football field. Boundaries are sort of important. We know where the boundaries are of our property line. But at the same time, there are people who, you allow come over those boundaries. You love them and you want to be. So boundaries, we got to make sure boundaries are healthy things for us. I think they can be unhealthy. If you're using a boundary, and I say this kindly, if you're using a boundary to keep people out, that may not be healthy for you. There may be people that you need in your life who want to train and love and challenge you and help you grow. And it's easy to put up a boundary and say, I'm not going to let you in. I know a lot of people who just simply are straight-arming people. And they can do it in the good intention of a boundary when the reality is it may not be what they need. At the other extreme, or the other end of this equation, as we're hearing callers today, maybe you grew up in a home where there was abuse or there was other kinds of things, and you're finding that emotionally they're your life is being drained and drawn down as a result of a relationship with someone. You have to say, hey, we have to have some boundaries in place. And again, if you just join me, what I believe about boundaries, there's three things, ABCs of boundaries, if you're in a marriage especially. Number one is to have agreement as a couple. Hey, we got to be on the same page. If we have a mother-in-law issue or a father-in-law issue or a sister-in-law issue or whatever, husband and wife, you guys better be on the same page with this or it's going to cause division in your family. And the letter B, you have to set then some healthy boundaries. And that may mean some loving discussion or confrontation or whatever, but putting some boundaries in place. And then C, of course, is Christ, making sure it's a Christ-centered home. Critical. All right, let's get to the calls. You're welcome to join in. Question, comment, intentionally, 888-888-1717. Mary's first in Wisconsin. Mary, welcome to our Intentional Living Center today.
Thank you.
Go right ahead. What's your question?
First off, very good advice you gave. The issue is being disrespected, verbal abuse with a daughter-in-law. Not most of the time she does this, but sometimes she doesn't.
Give me an example. What might she say to you that you consider to be abusive?
Oh, well, I was sick, and I had to get sick in her kitchen sink.
Okay.
And I told her about it, and she yelled and called me a name that I can't say.
All right. Well, you got sick, and then so she treated you like a with disrespect, it sounds like. Certainly.
Yeah.
Well, and okay, so what did you say back to her?
Now, I generally end up crying, so. But one time I did take her aside when we were alone, and I told her first off I loved her, but she is not to talk to me that way ever again. That didn't work. It didn't work.
Mm-hmm. Do you live with them, or?
No, unfortunately, I'm quite a ways away, and I told my son that, because he said she talks to everybody that way, and it's her family down there. They see her all the time. The grandkids are always there. I told my son, I can't afford to be treated that way.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to stop this. And she won't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it continues.
Mm-hmm. Well, my guess is it's a challenge for your son as well. Because he's not going to change her. You're not going to change your spouse. I mean, she is who she is. I think for you, Mary, a couple of things. Sounds like you aren't, you're far away, so you're not there maybe often. And if I heard you right, there's grandchildren involved, right?
Yes.
And let me just add this. I think grandparents understand this. There are sometimes you have to accept a little bit of grief because of the grandchildren. You with me? There are sometimes you can put your boundaries in place. I'm not going to be treated that way. Fine. You're not seeing the grandkids. You win the battle, lose the war. And so you got to use a little sense here. Sometimes you're thinking, all right, I'm not going to change my daughter-in-law or son-in-law or whoever it is, but I'm going to have as good a relationship with them as I can. When I put boundaries in place, I'm going to do it in a way that gives me an opportunity to withdraw when I need to withdraw. But I may tolerate a little more than I would from somebody else because I know ultimately if they turn on me, I could lose access to my grandkids. I mean, that's a reality, or my son or my family. And so I've always said over the years, there's points where you have to be a little tolerant of more than maybe you would be. And some of you may not agree with that. No, I am right. That's the way it's going. Oh, sorry. Almost broke the equipment here. The engineers aren't happy with me. But, some of you may not agree saying, well, hey, when you're right, you're right. You got to speak up. But the reality is there are times you have to take a little bit of the grief. At the same time, I think you're right, Mary, to go to your daughter-in-law and say, hey, I don't like being spoken to that way. If you got something to say to me, come and talk to me personally and we can work it out. But you're not likely to change your daughter-in-law and always be aware. Here's the thing I always look at in in-law relationships. You can make it more difficult for your son by what you say to your daughter-in-law. Your job as a mother-in-law is to help your son be successful in that relationship. That's my take on it. I don't know. Maybe we got some people saying that doesn't sound right, but that's what I've seen over the years, and I certainly rest on that as a biblical approach of loving people even when they're not kind to you. All right, 888-888-1717 is the number. Let's continue on here. We got a call from Robert with a comment in Arizona. Robert, go right ahead.
Hi, Dr. Randy. How are you doing today?
Good, good. Appreciate your call. What's your comment?
Yeah, I just wanted to reflect on the gentleman that called earlier. I think his name was Bill, and he had six siblings, him being the oldest, being abused by his father.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And then passing away. I myself come from a family of 13 siblings. I'm the youngest of the 13, and for myself, I forgave my father for all he did because that's all he knew how to love me was physically in that abusive way. As I got older, I realized how Christ had forgiven me, how much more I should forgive him. So for Bill, we are to, or for anyone for that matter, let alone myself as well, is we are to be Christ to them. Jesus said in Matthew 11, all you who are weary and heavy laden, come unto me and I will give you rest. Take up my yoke. I am gentle. You know, we are to be gentle as believers. You know, as Paul told us, follow me, Christ, to the world. Because the world is watching, whether it's our mother-in-law, our mother, father, father-in-law, whomever. You know, we are to be as much as it, the pain as it was for Bill to call. You know, I get that. I know what that's like. But at the same time, God, Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit are going to forgive me for a lifetime of sin. And we are not to be, my pastor at Canyon Bible in Prescott was just talking about this on Sunday. Pastor Andrew was talking about this, saying we are to be not like the world. What's going to set us apart?
Yeah. Well, I agree with you, Robert, because this is one of the difficulties, frankly, of being a Christian. I mean, if we're really truly a follower of Christ and being intentional, you know, the Bible talks about turning the other cheek 70 times 7, but at the same time, the scripture is very clear, you don't get walked on. And I've always approached this like I think you're saying, Robert, we got to be willing to forgive, but boy, you know what? I'm willing to forgive, but that doesn't mean there's not going to be a boundary in place so I don't get rolled over again. You know what I'm saying? There are consequences for behavior. But without that attitude of willingness to forgive, the bitterness that starts to grow up in our own lives can destroy us. And I heard, like with Bill, I think his attitude was, man, I was abused by my dad. Now my mom is abusive verbally, and I got to stop it. I don't know what to do, and I don't want to do it without being, quote, verbally abusive back to her. There's a point of forgiving, but boy, that doesn't mean you don't say, hey, you know what? I slammed my finger in the door once. I'm not going to keep my hand in there the next time the door slams. There's a point where I'm willing to withdraw my hand and not be dumb enough to stand there and let that happen over and over. And there's where the boundaries come in place. All right. All right. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate your call. Hey, what do you think? You know, weigh in on this. Boundaries, yes, no. You've been through it maybe in your own life. The number is 888-888-1717 here in our studios today. 888-888-1717. Trying to be very intentional in the process. Okay, quick break. We'll be right back with a couple more calls.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
In our social media crazed world, isn't it nice that there's a place to encourage your intentional life?
I find something new every morning when I visit.
I get great nuggets of encouragement. Some of the comments are amazing.
The Intentional Living Facebook page is here for you to help you stay intentional, to encourage you, and let you know that in your walk, you're really not alone.
It's the one place on Facebook I actually like seeing show up on my wall.
Find out what's on today's show and join the conversation. Go to facebook.com/intentionalliving and click like today.
Telephone number is 888-888-1717. You can join in. And as you just heard, if you're not following us on Facebook and the social media, we have a lot of helpful resources available for you at our website as well at theintentionallife.com. I'm Randy Carlson. This is the Intentional Living Center. Today we landed on this topic of boundaries and how to be intentional. This is an interesting topic because when you throw out the term boundaries, you know what I find? You throw out the term boundaries, you could have two people in a relationship and they both think they have to have boundaries with the other person. I mean, you with me? Because we imply that setting boundaries means I'm right, you're wrong. And you've heard me say that I judge myself by my intentions, and my intentions are always going to be good. I mean, how many of us get up in the morning with and acknowledge that my intentions are bad today? I mean, we always can justify or turn or make sure that we got them positioned in a way that whatever my intention is, what I'm going to say or what I'm going to do, I'm doing it with good intentions. But the reality is, I'm always judging you by my expectations. I judge myself by my intentions, which are good. I judge you by my expectations, which you may not know what they are. And even if I do, I may never measure up. And so when we think about boundaries, keep this in mind that if we don't start with the Christ-like attitude, the ABC, start with the C, Christ focus, saying, God, in this relationship, like Robert said, in this relationship, I want to honor you. I don't know how to do this. You certainly were abused. in your life, and you dealt with people, but at the same time, Christ could put boundaries in place and withdraw from people. He wasn't walked on. He was still very much a man, even though he was God, and faced these difficult things. So he understood. He's been tested in all ways that certainly we are. So, Lord, what is your desire for me in this relationship? And then what is a boundary? What does that mean? How do I put that in place? All right, you're welcome to come in and join us. We're going to stay here in the studio and continue on for another half hour. So I open the line with the question to you. Have you had to set boundaries, and how have you done it in a way that you look back and say, that was right or wrong? I did it right or I did it wrong. I'd love to hear to help others. 888-888-1717 is the number, okay? 888-888-1717. Let's go to Wendy. Wendy's on the line in Texas with a question for me. Go ahead, Wendy.
Hello, Dr. Randy. I am having, I trust in the Lord. He has opened so many doors for me, but my problem is with my 24-year-old daughter. She's got a lot of anger inside of her, and she told me I was dead to her and that my granddaughter, who just turned 2, would never know about me or see me. And I have put out prayer on the prayer boards. I've got all kinds of people praying. I pray. Maybe I need to pray more specifically. But I have some things I want to give her, and I know in anger she'll probably turn me away. I just need to know, how do I approach her? I've got clothing my granddaughter could use this winter.
Hey, listen, Wendy, we're running out of time, but I think you illustrate that, you know, you want access to your granddaughter and you want to have a relationship. Again, you're judging yourself on your intention, which is, hey, I want to help my daughter and be there for my daughter and have clothes for my daughter and so on. She's judging you on her expectations, which may be, I don't know what they are, but they could be, you're butting in, you're trying to control, you're not giving me the space, you're not honoring me. And if you have someone that you love that said, give me some space, then you give them space. And I think I would just back off, I'd pray for them, and wait for that, what I call that moment in time when it happens in every family, that you have an opportunity to connect around something that really matters. Part of it is to keep that door open for a relationship with your grandchildren. I'm Randy Carlson. Love to have you weigh in on all this. We're going to continue on off the air here at 888-888-1717. And I'll see you next time from Intentional Living.